welcome to the Healing Uncensored podcast. My name is Sarah Small, and I'm a holistic business coach and intuitive healer who supports empaths in creating a thriving body, business, and life. Healing my own chronic illness as an empath led me to become fascinated with energy, and more specifically, all the emotional, spiritual, and holistic healing modalities that my doctor never told me about. I began to share my insights and journey online, and over time built a powerful community and business supporting women who are also on their path to healing. Think of this podcast as your uncensored and no BS guide to navigating life, health, and entrepreneurship as a highly sensitive person. You'll get no nonsense and totally holistic tips from me in real time as I navigate this healing journey right beside you. Now let's get started. Today's episode is brought to you by Rise, my brand new 6-week program to access the codes to unlock your subconscious and finally feel freaking worthy of health, love, and abundance in your life. Rise is unlike any group program that I've ever seen or ever hosted before. We're going on a digital journey that will be written as we go because the empaths are rising, and this program includes all the tools you need to elevate your mind so that you can achieve your goals. So if you want to feel worthy of a bank account that makes you go holy fuck, or a soulmate partnership that stays hot and steamy, or a healthy body that allows you to do the things that you love, and if you want to realize your quantum power and become a 5D woman, then this is for you. For a limited time only, the investment is $497. If you click in the show notes for all the course details, and you can learn more there. And on today's episode, I'm throwing it back to an old coaching call I did on what to do when you fall into this trap of overspending, as well as ideas for passive income streams, regardless of your career path. So I hope you'll hear exactly what you need to hear today in today's episode. Thea says, I am in a repeating pattern of overspending and now robbing Peter to pay Paul and trying to figure out how I'm going to have enough to pay the bills. What do you do to have a healthy relationship with money and have extra income? So first of all, this is a very pertinent question. I think many of us have been at this place some point in our life, whether it's a root cause of overspending or just being afraid to spend or whatever our money limiting money beliefs are. Most of us have at least a few. So this is a conversation we could spend an entire weekend on. We could do a whole weekend retreat on this. We could talk about this for a freaking year. Really, there's so much underneath that word money that so many of us have limiting beliefs around. So two main things that I want to address is, first step for you, Cynthia, is to figure out your money story. What is the story you tell around money? Because it's so much deeper than I'm an overspender. That's really simplifying the real story. So what's underneath that story? How did your parents act and treat money? How did you see other adults in your life treat money? How do you currently treat money? What does your relationship with money really look like? And there's a reason that you overspend. So there's probably a story or a belief that you have created around overspending or around money, and it helps explain why you have this habit or this pattern in your life. So you may also have this same habit in other aspects of your life as well. So for example, do you exert too much energy on any given task in your life or at work or on your health or whatever it is? Do you feel like you're kind of overexerting in other areas as well? Probably. And it all comes back to our story. So what is the story you're telling yourself, and where are the limiting beliefs in that? So you're just starting to put it all on the table. Okay, so that's the first place I want you to start at, is figuring out, what is this story? Because maybe you've never asked yourself that before. And if we've never asked ourselves what is the story around money, then it's really hard to understand, like you're saying, I'm overspending, but I don't know why. I want to have this healthy relationship with money, but I don't know how to get there. First, you got to put it all on the table. Second, I just want to address that money is just energy. Okay, so when you spend and you receive money, that's this exchange of energy, and it's a neutral energy. It is not inherently good. It is not inherently bad. It's just energy. And so when you make that transaction, it's that exchange. back and forth, back and forth. Economy of you, economy of yourself. And when you trust that putting your money out into the world stimulates that own personal economy, then it's gonna come back to you. It's always flowing. It's always moving. When we trust that, so say you're spending on something that's an investment in yourself. So you spend $50 on yourself for, so say you spend $35 on, this is a real example, $35 on that training. Well, the investment into that training is $35, but you're just exchanging energy. You're exchanging $35 of paper money or digital whatever currency, because we don't see a lot of money even these days. And then you're receiving a training, you're receiving energy in return. And then now you have this value of this training, and then you can take that to manifest more money. So your $35 is actually an investment into, could be thousands of dollars, depending on what you get out of that training and what parts you put into action in your life. So money is just energy. It's not good or bad. It's a neutral energy that is constantly shifting and exchanging between all of our hands in this world. We can be grateful for it. We don't have to be afraid of it. There's no reason for us to be afraid of money. It is not the devil, it is not evil, it's just neutral energy. And then I just want to address one more thing for you today, Cynthia, which is you were asking, how do you have extra income as well? So again, this could be a whole training on passive income streams or how to start a side job amongst many other conversations. But here's a couple thoughts for you. So how do you get extra money? Well, sometimes it's just asking for more money. So that's probably the simplest way, ask for more. That could be asking for a raise at your job if you feel like, hey, I am deserving of a raise and I'm not getting paid an amount that feels good in my life. Maybe you just ask for more money. You can also work on manifesting money through that training, and there's tons of other resources online that you can tap into to also work on manifestation. But you might be able to manifest money in your life. Money might literally show up in an envelope on your doorstep, probably not cash, but probably a check. This has happened to me. It's come out of nowhere. Happened today, actually. Got a $500 check in the mail. Why? Because I'm manifesting money all the time. I'm a magnet to it, and so therefore it comes to me. I believe that it can come to me. I believe that I am worthy of it. And I have dissected the hell out of my money story so that now it can flow and it doesn't feel so stressful anymore. It doesn't feel so lack anymore. And another thought for you as well, as far as extra income goes, is what are some passive income streams for you where you don't have to be exerting so much energy but can still bring in additional income into your life? So for me, one of my more passive, it's not completely passive because I still work really hard, smarter, not harder though, to integrate doTERRA essential oils into my business. So I love these oils, you guys. That is my truth. I stand behind them 150%. I love these essential oils, and they're a beautiful complement to all the services I provide, a product that complements the services I provide as a coach. So it's a beautiful additional revenue stream for me, and that is a way to add income to what I'm already making in my business. Another way to do this, and another way I do this, is through affiliate partnerships. So you can go onto Amazon.com and become an affiliate. Maybe you're already telling all your friends, family, coworker, and online community about your favorite water bottle. Okay? I love this water bottle. It's on Amazon, and you're telling them all about it, but you could be getting paid to tell them about that by becoming an Amazon affiliate. You don't make a ton of money, but it definitely starts to add up over time if you recommend it to enough people who end up purchasing that water bottle, as an example. You can do it for books, you can do it for beauty products, you can do it for supplements. Those Amazon links that I share with my community are typically affiliate links, and I make a small percentage of that purchase. It's Amazon's way of rewarding you, honoring you for being the promotion, being their marketing. You're just telling people to go on and buy that product. And then I'd love to hear from all of you guys. Who else has an extra income stream, passive income stream, maybe a side hobby that brings them in money that you'd like to share with Cynthia as well? So I'd love to hear any creative ideas from all of you. curious what your money story is. And if you do want to dive way deeper into dissecting that and then manifesting money for your wellness goals, I'll pop this link below for you guys to check out. Cynthia, definitely check it out. And I hope that this has been helpful. Sending you so much love, so much fun coaching you guys. Happy to provide massive value, and I'll see you next time.